Friday of the second week of Easter. The Gospel is John 6, verses 1 to 15. This is the account of the miracle of the multiplication of the fish and the loaves, which is clearly a sign of the greatest miracle that will follow in the Last Supper, the miracle of the Eucharist. Now, we see the illustrations of St. John. Jesus went up on the mountain. That reminds us of Moses. Jesus is the fulfillment of the law. Jesus reveals to us everything about the Father. And John tells us that the Jewish feast of Passover was near. Passover celebrates the deliverance of the Jews from Egypt that is written in the book of Exodus. That's the celebration of Passover. Now Jesus is the new Moses, the fulfillment, who will deliver us from our own sins. So there's a huge crowd, over 5,000 men, and only God knows how many women. And it appeared pretty clearly that there was not enough food for all of them. But they were so enthusiastic about following Jesus that they went anyway, knowing that they had no food. And so Jesus asks Philip, where can we buy enough food for them to eat? And Philip says, 200 days wages worth of food would not be enough. Now Jesus is making it clear to the apostles what is to come, which is an outright miracle, amazing miracle. There is no way they could do it any other way. But Andrew says, there's a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what good are these for so many? Well, that reminds us of the prophet Elisha, who took a few loaves and fed about 100 men with it. Now Jesus is going to take much less loaves, only 5, and is going to feed 5,000 men and all the women. And so he's the greatest of the prophets. He is truly the prophet sent by God and to fulfill all prophecies. And so the Lord tells him to just rest, recline on the grass. And this is the key moment. They obeyed. They trusted. The disciples didn't understand a thing. They knew that it was not possible to feed the people. But Jesus says, recline, and they recline. And here's where the miracle happens. Now, be aware that Jesus does not need the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. What is that teaching us? Well, Jesus asks us to give him all we got. Jesus could have given them bread starting from nothing. I mean, he created the whole universe from nothing. But he now wants us to do fully our part. He calls us to be co-workers in redemption, in salvation. And just like evil does real damage, also the good we do does real good and brings real life because we are co-workers with Christ. Now, I have a friend priest, Father Ron, who mentioned to us in one retreat, let's give credit to the mother of this boy. It's the mothers who pack the lunch. And she provided plenty for the boy, 2 fish and 5 loaves. Perhaps she was thinking about him sharing with another person. but she could not suspect what would happen, and that 2,000 years later, we would be pondering this lunch because it is a miracle from God become man. And I think it's the same in a way with all our little actions. You do something with your children, you clean your house, you do the cooking. It seems pretty ordinary. And yet in God's plan, it's a powerful act of love. And we will only understand fully what it means in heaven. And so they collected 12 wicker baskets with the fragments, and everybody had plenty to eat. Actually, he says, as much of the fish as they wanted, and so much bread that the 5 loaves, now they have 12 wicker baskets full of loaves. So what happens? The people are amazed and they want to go to Jesus and grab him and just make him the king. And Jesus runs away, withdrew again to the mountain alone. Beware, we don't make Jesus king. Jesus is king on his own right. He's Lord of Lords, he's God. Be careful not to project in Jesus our puny and limited human understanding of his kingdom. We need to allow him to reveal to us his kingdom. And that's a lifetime of transformation, of openness, of humility, because it goes way beyond our expectations. So now quickly, let's go to the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5, verses 34 to 42. The Pharisee named Gamaliel is the one who presents his position. You might remember Gamaliel is the same one who Paul says was his teacher, and he was very proud of that. So Gamaliel is a very prominent Pharisee of the Sanhedrin, and he reminds the Sanhedrin that others had come before claiming to be the Messiah, like Theudas or Judas the Galilean, and they were killed and everything came to nothing. So his advice is very simple. Have nothing to do with these men. Let them go. For if this endeavor is of human origin, it will destroy itself. But if it comes from God, you will not be able to destroy them. You may even find yourself fighting against God. I think it's the first time that we see someone from the Sanhedrin taking a position like this. We might be fighting God. But yes, Nicodemus also pondered that same possibility. Could it be that he is the one sent by God? And Nicodemus was ostracized and ridiculed because of that position. So you see, even among the Sanhedrin, there were some who were seeing the obvious signs and they were pondering, could this be the one? But still, they flogged the apostles. That's a very severe punishment. And just cast them out, dismiss them. What did they do? They did not lament. They did not complain. They rejoiced that they had been found worthy to suffer dishonor for the sake of his name, the name of Jesus. And then they proceeded to go again to the temple and in their homes, and they did not stop teaching and proclaiming the Christ Jesus. What an example to us, for us. Sometimes we are so prudent out of fear that we're paralyzed. Those apostles knew very well they were risking their lives, but they didn't consider that as an obstacle. They were moved by the Holy Spirit to do what they were called to do and to be. God bless you.